Here's a thought I'll title, Every Capture is a Teacher. Of course, every time we pick up the camera and every time we click the shutter release, what we're hoping to do is create a great photograph. Maybe even one that we would want to print and mat and frame and hang on the wall. It might be that good. But a lot of them aren't. And what do we do with those? Well, here's one answer of what we can do with all the images that we don't finish and don't think are our best work, etc. And it comes from the idea that the core of art making is the twin fusion of learning and producing. With that really great photograph that we've just made, we want to produce it. We want to finish it. We want to share it with the rest of the world. And it's easy to see that if there is no producing, there's no artwork. That can, if we're not careful, feel like a failure. And feeling like we're a failure at something like art making can be a very personal and, I might even say, a devastating feeling. Its opposite, however, is not so obvious. That is to say, if there's no learning, there is no artwork. Being an artist is all about learning new things, learning things that we previously didn't know that we can now utilize in our next art project. Learning and art making are kind of verbs for the same thing, at least the way I tend to think of it. And of course, learning can come from all kinds of different sources. We can read a book, we can watch a movie or a TV show, we can have a conversation, we can go on a trip. There's lots of ways we can learn things that eventually influence our art making. I think one of the most important is our past decisions that are encapsulated in all those images that didn't work. So how do you do that? Well, here's a simple little exercise that can amplify the importance of learning with every capture that you make. The first thing is to ask yourself the question, why did you click the shutter? What was there about this place, this scene, this subject, this light, this moment that motivated you to make a picture? If you don't know why, there's not much else to do with that image because it was sort of made without thinking, made without being conscious of the effort, made without having any purpose whatsoever, nor any response whatsoever. So why did I capture this image is probably more prevalent than you might guess. I'll bet you could probably look at almost every picture you've made, every image in your Lightroom catalog, and answer the question, what was it about that moment or that scene or that subject that motivated you to take the picture? That's the first thing. And I would go so far as to suggest maybe you should write that down. Don't just think about it. Literally, write it down. Why did you make this picture? Second question then is, what's missing from the picture that makes it less successful than you thought it was going to be? Maybe it's the fact that there's something you were hearing at the moment of exposure that you're missing now that you're looking at the image in Lightroom or Photoshop. Maybe it's something you were feeling. Maybe it's the music you were listening to. Maybe it was the wind in the trees. Maybe it was the mood you were in. What's missing that's not showing up in this picture? Write that down. And then refer back to the previous question, why, if I were to put in those things that are missing somehow, waving a magic wand, would that answer the question why, which would improve the photograph? Perhaps, maybe not. Maybe you move on to the next question. What is it that's in this capture that's unnecessary, that's a distraction, that's getting in the way, that's causing me difficulty with the question why I made this photograph? So why did you photograph it? What's missing that would improve it? And what's there that's unnecessary? It's a real simple exercise. What you will find out if you play this little game is that literally every capture you have that's the result of clicking the shutter can be a teacher that can offer lessons that will improve your next effort. And if 99% of your photographs are never printed and never published and never used, think of all the wisdom there is contained in those images that you can tap into if you lock into the idea that every single capture is a teacher.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.